A reading from the Gospel of Luke. The 72 came back rejoicing. "Lord," they said, "even the devils submit to us when we use your name." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Yes, I have given you power to tread underfoot serpents and scorpions, and the whole strength of the enemy. Nothing shall ever hurt you. Yet do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven." It was then that, filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, he said, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then, turning to his disciples, he spoke to them in private. "Happy the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, never saw it, to hear what you hear, and never heard it." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. Christ says to the apostles, after they've experienced the power of the Lord over devils, "I watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven." That's one possible translation. The Greek, though, can also be translated, "They watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven." They being the devils, the serpents, the scorpions. In which case, it means that because they know the power of Christ over Satan, or they therefore are unable to resist when that power manifests itself, even in human beings. The name of Jesus is quite simply the power of God. Devils fall because of pride, and pride seems to be the theme of this passage. Sometimes in confession, when people confess to being proud, surprisingly often they do confess that, in fact, I tell them that Thomas Aquinas said that pride is the first sin we commit and the last sin we repent of. They'll become very cautious about saying that, because when I do, some people take it to mean, "Oh well then, that means I'll have to wait till my deathbed before I get around to repenting from pride. Obviously pride's something I can do nothing about. I'll sort out my other sins first, thank you, and stay proud." They don't say it in so many words, of course, but it's what they seem to think I'm saying to them. It's not that at all. What Thomas means is that pride is the beginning and the end of sin. That's such a sort of shapes sin, just as charity, love, shapes virtue. It's the beginning and the end of sin. And pride at root is a deep uneasiness about ourselves. Pride, in fact, is almost a rejection of ourself, because what we are comes from God. What's good about us, what's true about us, comes entirely from God. And pride can't quite accept that. So pride's a sort of rejection of self. Because of that, all sin at root is a sort of rejection of our true self, a sort of unmaking of ourself. That's why Satan, the great Lucifer, the great angel, rejects himself in rejecting God. It's a refusal to accept who he is. It's all gift. It's all gift from God. "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven, for giving to mere children things hidden from the learned and the clever. Hidden from them because they cannot simply accept the gift of wisdom, of knowledge, as a gift." And we feel that because we want to be people who make ourselves, who go beyond ourselves, who transcend ourselves. We want to be people who aren't simply children. We think that being an adult means doing it for ourselves. That's quite simply a misconception. but a very powerful misconception, a very powerful fail to understand who we truly are. And we feel, well, isn't it about struggle? Christianity is about struggle. Life is a struggle. That's true. But then the struggle itself is a gift. It's a gift of being allowed to struggle for Christ. Everything about us comes from God. Even our choices, the free choices, but they come from us, but they're made free because God gives us freedom. And someone who's truly humble can be truly happy. We can't enter heaven till all the pride is taken away, till we accept that we are who we are, that we've received from God what God has given us. And in what we have received from God, we have taken as our own. A truly humble person can struggle, can use every sinew of their being. They climb a mountain with all their energy, all their courage, all their tenacity, all their wisdom, all their experience. When they get to the top of the mountain, using everything they have, struggling to the utmost, they know that that struggle was a gift from God. So they don't say that I did this. Anyone who's truly humble, who's truly achieved something in life, is filled with thankfulness before God. They don't say, I did this. They don't even say to God, we did this. They don't say to the Lord, we did this together. Rather, they say, you did this in me. You did this through me. What I have achieved, what I have become, was you in me. And that's why pride will always destroy all things, relationships to God, relationships to each other, and the relationship to ourself. Pride is a rejection of self. And humility is becoming and living by grace, by the power of God, as we truly are, becoming who we truly are.